White House boasts of largest airlift evacuation operation in our history on anniversary of 13 American warriors killed in Afghanistan. By Charlie Spiering on August 26, 2022. The White House on Friday issued a statement commemorating the anniversary of the 13 American service members who lost their lives in Afghanistan 1 year ago. But they also tried to promote the president's disastrous performance during the evacuation. The White House argued to Americans that those who lost their lives were part of the president's success in Afghanistan. They were heroes, working to save lives as part of the largest airlift evacuation operation in our history, the statement read. The example of their bravery and selflessness will live forever as a testament to the very best of our American character. The president's statement was issued over an hour after House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy posted a message on Facebook that rocketed to the most viral post of the day. "Join me in taking a moment to recognize and remember the 13 brave warriors who lost their lives a year ago today in Afghanistan," McCarthy's post read. McCarthy named all of the service members who lost their lives in the attack and shared their photos on his Facebook page. Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole L. G., 23, of Sacramento, California. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Dylan Armarola, 20, of Rancho Cucamonga, California. Marine Corps Sergeant Giovanni Rosario Pichardo, 25, of Lawrence, Massachusetts. Navy Hospitalman Maxton W. Soviak, 22, of Berlin Heights, Ohio. Marine Corps Lance Corporal David L. Espinoza, 20, of Rio Bravo, Texas. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley J. McCollum, 20, of Jackson, Wyoming. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Jared M. Schmitz, 20, of St. Charles, Missouri. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Kareem M. Nikui, 20, of Norco, California. Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez, 22, of Indio, California. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Darren T. Hoover, 31, of Salt Lake City, Utah. Army Staff Sergeant Ryan C. Nows, 23, of Corryton, Tennessee. Marine Corps Corporal Dagan W. Page, 23, of Omaha, Nebraska. Marine Corps Corporal Humberto A. Sanchez, 22, of Logansport, Indiana. All Americans, but especially these 13 Gold Star families, deserve answers on why the Afghanistan withdrawal spiraled into a disaster, McCarthy wrote. Biden also listed the names of the fallen in his more lengthy statement. But it also included a defense of his record of fighting Islamic State terrorists and other terror groups around the world. The statement read, "In the wake of the horrific attack outside Kabul airport, we have redoubled our relentless global campaign against ISIS and other terrorists who threaten Americans. In February, we took out the global head of ISIS in Syria. And last month, in Kabul, we eliminated the leader of Al-Qaeda. We now maintain pressure against terrorist threats without keeping thousands of troops in harm's way on the ground in Afghanistan. And my administration will continue to hunt down terrorists who seek to harm the United States, wherever they may be." Biden's statement defended the noble mission of evacuating Afghanistan, which was poorly managed and ultimately culminated in chaos and terrorism. "Our nation will forever mourn their sacrifice and honor the memory of those 13 precious souls, stolen from their families, loved ones, brothers and sisters in arms far too soon while performing a noble mission on behalf of our nation," the statement read.